Now you are actually, as we speak, packing up to take a trip to go out on the water and check out some whales?
Yeah, that's correct. We're just taking off from Sitka right now, and we're sort of in the third year of a project with Jan Straley in collaboration with the Sitka Sound Science Center. And the goal of our research out here is to try and understand the feeding behavior of humpback whales, how it changes depending on the season and the type of prey that they're foraging off, and also to try and understand the dynamics of how these cooperative feeding groups that you see with these bubble nets and lunge feeding at the surface, how those work and how the animals coordinate their behaviors together.
Okay, and how high tech are these tags? How long have they been around?
Well, they're pretty much state of the art. They were developed about 15 years ago initially by some engineers at MIT. And what's great about them is they measure things in very high frequency. So they generate about 50 samples a second for the pitch, the roll, the heading, the depth, the acceleration of the animal. And they also measure the sounds that the animals are making as well as the sounds in the ambient environment. So we can link up behaviors that we see on the tag record with either vocalizations between whales or sounds that people are making.
Interesting. So, in terms of whales in the southeast here, is there anything that's specific about them that might be different from whales in other parts of the world?
Oh, absolutely. So the whales in Southeast Alaska here, you guys are very aware, they feed on herring at certain times of the year, like right now. And when they do this, they feed in these massive feeding groups that can be 10, 12, or 15 animals. And that kind of cooperative feeding is unprecedented. We don't see groups that large anywhere else in the world. And what else is kind of unique to these animals is oftentimes we'll hear a vocalization called a feeding call that gets produced by one animal in the group. And we think that it serves a function of coordinating the movements of animals underwater to create a net of bubbles and entrap the fish. But it also probably serves to scare the fish in some ways so that they aggregate into a tighter school. And so we're really interested in linking up when that sound gets made and who makes that sound and how other animals respond to that and how they coordinate this feeding.
The whales in Southeast, how much of the globe are they traveling?
It's a great question. So humpback whales are some of the most prodigious migrators in the mammal kingdom. The animals that feed up here in the summertime will breed in Hawaii. Some of them will also travel down the west coast of the U.S. and go down to Mexico and into Baja to breed. But for the most part, these animals migrate 3,000-4,000 miles in one way. And it's an amazingly long journey that takes a lot of time. And the only way that the animals can sustain that much time away without feeding is because there's such great resources up here in Alaska for them to feed on during the spring and summer and fall.
Okay, wonderful. Is there anything that you think the public might want to know about that I haven't asked you about?
One of the things that we're really excited about showing, and that I think is one of the tools that we use, is this visualization technology that allows us to visualize what the animals are doing in three dimensions and animate the tracks of the whales. And it's a really great teaching tool, not only for us as scientists, but for the general public, because it's a visual tool, it's very intuitive, and it's a great way for us to communicate some of the things that we see with people that don't have a lot of experience with these whales. But as soon as you sort of see how the animals are moving underwater and the shapes of the tracks that they're making, you can just sort of intuitively and very viscerally understand a lot about what's going on.
Now, is that kind of a special computer, special equipment that you have? Can you see that out on the boat or?
It's a piece of software that was developed, actually, it was basically for a video game software. And the developer that we've worked with at the University of New Hampshire tailored it to be able to incorporate the tag data that we generate. And so when we get a tag back, we download the data. It takes a couple hours to do that. And then we can generate the track from the whale, within a couple hours of that. So, if we get a tag off in the afternoon, that night we can look and see what that whale was doing on.